Hey, what's up? This is Manifest, and you're listening to Do Not Keep Silent.
Welcome to Do Not Keep Silent.
Speaking out the name of Jesus in action and word.
Encouraging and equipping.
Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves.
Do what it says. Do not keep silent.
Friends, we're sitting down with artist and composer Jan Mulder, and you can find that information at janmulder.us. And Jan, you spell J-A-N, and then Mulder, M-U-L-D-E-R.us. And he has a wonderful website. Not only can you see him, but you can also see the making of the Piano Dreamer. There's a video. You can see clips of that. He even has sheet music available. And just you can listen as well and follow him on Twitter and Facebook and all those wonderful social networking sites. And there's just so much information there. I just want to encourage you to go there. You know, Jan, as far as playing in the U.S., where can people find out, you know, where that information is? Or do you not even play in the U.S. right now?
At this moment, I am. I just had a Christmas tour in Florida with a piano and orchestra. So that was very nice. But now I'm preparing a new show for PBS that will be recorded in Amsterdam. So I'm busy to work on that for the repertoire, composing, preparing different things, and then I'll go to London, then I'll go to Ireland, probably, and Switzerland. So the show will be in America on PBS later this year, and then I will continue to do more concerts in the States.
Okay.
So at this moment there is no much activity here in the States as far as the concerts.
Well, as far as, you know, getting the CD and such, I see looks like On Eagle's Wings is a pretty big song for you, and as well as maybe even the Piano Dreamer itself. Could you tell us a little bit about those? You know, how does it go? How does it work for you, at least, composing, putting that together?
Yes, it starts with themes. Themes are the most important thing in a composition, so I come up with a theme while walking or biking or whatever, or just playing the piano, and then I write it down, all the themes, and they go in a drawer, and when I am ready to compose for a new CD, I review all the themes and take the best 20, and then compose the rest of the piece. So the theme is the most important things. If the theme is not very hummable, then it's not a good theme. So what I like is to choose the best themes and then make a piece of 3-4 minutes. So I don't do short compositions. It's not a symphony of 30 minutes. So just, songs of 2, 3, maybe 4. 5 sometimes minutes, and that's a lot of work because the last CD cost me about half a year to compose, and in total I composed 70,000 notes for one CD. So it's a lot of work.
Yes, it sounds like it is. My goodness. And, you know, I do want to ask you a personal question, if it's okay. I'd like to, I've seen on your YouTube channel and such, it just looks like you and your family, I would say, are very generally joyful in all things. And just, it seems like you and your family get along so great. What's your secret, if you will?
Yes. I think it's very important to read the Bible because if you do what's in the Bible, you will be more joyful. That's what I think. So if you do wrong things, you will have all sort of trouble thinking of all the bad things. So if you try to follow what God says in His Word, then I think that's a very important thing. So we try to be joyful, positive. And we do a lot of things as a family. So we have we eat 3 times a day together, and we walk 3 times a day as a family. So the family is very important to us. And I think good music is very important too. So if you listen to good music, for example, classical music or Bill Gaither's music or Ralph Carmichael, or there's so many good artists here in the States, Christian artists. And if you listen to good music, your life is more joyful as well. So, that's... That's the secret, I think.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And you have 3 boys. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. Okay. We have 3 boys. Matthew, he wants to become a pastor, like many of his family members, and he is on Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia.
Yeah.
And then we have Simeon. He wants to become a pianist. He was a contestant of America's Got Talent.
Yeah.
And then we have Gabriel, the youngest, and he wants to go into the music business, so organizing concerts and doing that kind of things.
Okay, that's exciting. It sounds like you guys really have a lot going on, and then you have your lovely wife as well. So.
Oh, yeah, sure, yeah. Yeah, and her name is Elizabeth.
Elizabeth, okay. And, yeah. And the truth, we all know, Elizabeth, without her, this probably wouldn't be going on, because without a great wife, you don't get that support, do you?
that's very important. We work as a team. She is a big part of that.
Yeah, that's awesome. And, you know, if we can, let's we're going to get back to the CD a little bit. Before we do that, I just want to remind everybody, you're listening to Do Not Keep Silent. And we're sitting down here with Jan Mulder, composer and artist and such. Just an unbelievable piano prodigy. And your latest CD is called, what is it called? The Piano Dreamer.
Dreamer.
Okay.
Yes.
And on that CD itself... we already talked, you know, how many notes it took, you know, 70,000 notes to put together. But how many musicians actually played on this CD?
Yeah, that's an interesting question, because I used 65 musicians in London, and that's a lot of that's a really big orchestra. The biggest so far. So, I, as you know, I recorded about 10 solo albums so far in London and Moscow, and I never had so many musicians. So it's a really big orchestra.
Yeah, that it's awesome, and I'm excited to obviously myself just to learn more about you and your music, and you know, with your music, how would you describe your music?
I think with my music, I like to make people feel feel happy. I'm a happy person myself, so you can hear that in my music. So I was raised with classical music, so that's what you hear, classical music and Christian music.
Mm-hmm.
But I also like music by, for example, John Williams. So more the film music.
Okay.
So classical film music, Christian hymns, all that kind of music will be in my music. And you can use it as background if you like. Mm-hmm. A lot of people do that in restaurants in Europe, and or just if you have a family dinner. So to give a nice atmosphere, and it's not too loud, it's just easy listening music. So that's how it is.
That's awesome. So if there were students listening, maybe they could use it while they do their homework, and just that nice background music.
Yes, I'm Yeah, that's a good one, because I'm actually working with special on a special project with Bob Jones University.
Oh.
They are just producing new CDs for math and for all kinds of things, and we are thinking about adding my music to that program. So that's indeed a good idea.
That's exciting, and you know, maybe one day, unless it already has, and I don't know it, your music could be in movies and things like that.
Yes, I never composed for any movies, but they use my music in TV documentaries and all kinds of TV programs. So that's good.
That's awesome.
It's fine with me.
Excellent. You know, yeah, these the recordings you did in London, the recording you did there, is that on video at all? And if it is, can we get it?
Yes, it's not for sale, but there is a video on YouTube about the making of that recording in London. So you can see the conductor, and there's an interview with the conductor, and I talk about my experience there and what I did there, and you can see the big famous studio and some sightseeing in London. So that's a nice thing on YouTube.
Okay, and you know, if people want to get a hold of not just this new CD, but you know, your CDs in general, where can they go for that?
Yes, they can go to janmulder.us, or maybe that's easier to remember, thepianodreamer.com.
Okay.
And so all my solo albums are for sale there, but they can go to iTunes or Amazon and buy my hymns CD or my Christmas album. Many websites where you can buy those.
Okay, awesome, awesome. You know, as we finish up here, you know, if you wouldn't mind sharing with our listeners, if there was one thing you could share with them, whatever that might be, it might be something God's revealing to you, or maybe it's through your music, whatever it is, what would that one thing be?
No, I was, that's a good final question, because in church, the preacher spoke about Romans 10 last Sunday, and that's a very important word from the Bible that says, "For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." And I think that's a very important Bible verse that we should remember every day. That it's that's a very important one.
Mm, yes, amen. And you know, Jan, it's just been a treat for me to have you on. And friends, I hope you have enjoyed this interview. And just really encouraged to have you on. You can find out information at janmulder.us. You can find his catalog there and everything as well. And just encourage you to go check that out. So thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you very much, Jason.
Thanks, and do not keep silent.
Find us online at worldviewwarriors.org.